Hi everyone, it's Tutorials by A here, and today I'll be showing you how to create this really cool tidal wave bracelet. Now today I'll be showing you how to create an all-around version, but you can also make a slimmer, more simple version if you would like, which I actually like wearing this one a lot too. So anyways, I actually created this bracelet a super duper long time ago. I made it on the loom in a more difficult position, so I didn't really want to film a tutorial for it, or I was reluctant to because I was like, oh my gosh, so much work. But anyways, recently I've found out a more simple way to make it. It's still a little bit difficult, but it's more simple than the previous way. And just to let you guys know, I created this, or I took my first picture of it on March 12th, and actually this is the bracelet that I took the picture of. So yeah, that's how long I've been holding off on this tutorial because I've been so lazy. But anyways, it is finally up. By the way, this is March 12, 2014. So anyways, I've also created a fishtail version of this bracelet. So this is basically what it looks like at the time of filming. I don't have a tutorial for this up yet, but let me know down in the comments if you do want a tutorial, and I will link it in the description box as soon as I make one, if I do happen to make one. And yeah, so anyways, don't forget to give this video a big thumbs up, just if you already love this bracelet, that's what I always say. So anyways, now without further ado, let's get started. So today you will need any type of loom. I highly recommend using a very good quality loom for this bracelet, since there will be a lot of tension on your loom. You'll also need a hook. I highly recommend, again, using a high quality product as your hook, such as a Rainbow Loom metal tipped hook. This hook is a lot stronger than the plastic hooks, and I think that the plastic hook may break during this bracelet because there's a whole lot of tension. You'll also need high quality bands. Again, there's a lot of tension on the things you'll be using today, so just so that you make sure that your bands don't break, you'll want to use high quality bands. Today I'll be using Rainbow Loom brand bands, which should not give any problems at all. I'll be using jelly bands, and basically in all the colors except for navy blue and ocean blue, and then I'll also be using white. You will also need one C-clip to close the bracelet together. All in all, for the inside colors, that will be kind of the swirly colors on the inside. This is the smaller bracelet. Here's the fuller size bracelets here. You will need 44 bands for the inside, about. And then you will need 27 bands for the outside. And if your wrist is bigger and you need more bands to make the bracelet bigger, you may need a few more bands of the outer color. So anyways, all my supplies here today are from rainbowloom.com. And now without further ado, let's get started. So we're gonna start off with our loom's arrows pointing down, and we're gonna start at the top of our loom. So you're gonna take whatever color you want for the border, and we're gonna create a single chain starting at the top, and you're just gonna go in a zigzag using single bands. So you're just gonna go ahead and continue making this zigzag all the way down to the bottom of your loom. And I'm not going to go super slow during this part because obviously this is the most basic bracelet you can make. So just continue doing this all the way down to the bottom of your loom. Oh goodness, that one flung. Okay, so when you're finished, you should have something like this on your loom. You want to go ahead and push all the white bands down to the very bottom of your pins. Just like that. And then now we can go ahead and add on the twisty bands that go in the middle. So at this point, there will be a lot of bands on your pins when we're finished, so just be aware of that. You're going to take double bands for each time we do this of your first color, and then we're going to put across these two pins here, and then we're going to twist it in the middle, so that way you get something like this. Two bands here, and then you can push those down. Then you're going to take a double of whatever your next color is, And we're going to do the same thing again, except we're going to do it on the opposite side. So this red one started on this pin, so we're going to start our next one on this pin. So this pin diagonally here. Then you're going to stretch it downwards and twist it across the next pins here. So you should get something like this. I'll zoom in a little bit so you can see. So you should have something like this now. Now we're going to do our next one. The orange one started on this top pin here, so we're going to start our yellow one on the next pin here. So put it across those two, and then you're going to twist it in the center as you put it right here. Just like that. And now we're going to add our next color, which for me is green. We're going to start it on this pin right here. Go diagonally, still using double bands, and twist that right there. Just like that. Now we're going to take double of our next color. We're going to start it on this pin here because the green one started up here, so we're going to go on this pin here now. Put it across, twist it, and put it diagonally there. So it should be holding onto a total of 4 pins. Then take your next color, which for me is purple, and the blue started on this pin, so we're going to start on this pin here. Put it across these two, then you're going to twist it and put it across the next ones. Just like that. And so now you know what I mean by there's going to be a lot of bands on each pin. And then you're going to grab your next two, and the purple started up here, so we're going to start right here. Put it across the top two, twist it, and then put it across the next bottom two here. And then we're going to continue again with our red band on this top pin here. Twist it and put it across right here. Just like that. And then you're going to take your next colors, start it on this pin here, twist it, and put it here. So again with your next color, just like that. And if you happen to don't twist it in the center, you're going to get kind of like a really long, this is the fishtail one, sorry. You're going to get a really long stretched band, and it's not going to have the whole tidal wave effect. It's just going to be straight. So that's kind of a variation you can do of this bracelet. So next here, and twist. And then add your next one here. A little trick to remembering where your next band goes is, as you can see, the blue is holding on to these four pins, and you're going to count this one as the very top one. You're going to go on to the second most top pin for your next one. So this is the second most top. Put it diagonally, and then be sure to twist it like that. Your next color here, and then twist it in the center, just like that. Continue on again. This is the second most top one right here. Then our next colors. Still using double bands for the whole entire thing. You can use single bands, but you're not going to get as full of a look. But you would use a pretty significant amount of bands less than you're using here. So, still using double bands. And we are almost done. And then our last one goes right here. Just like that. So your last one should be touching these four, and I know there are not going to be any more layers that are going to layer on top of these pins here, but that's totally fine. So let me just give you a quick run through of what my loom looks like. And it just looks like this. Now we're going to add a cap band onto this very bottom left pin. So just take a single band of whatever color you used for your border, and double loop that onto this bottom pin. And now we can start the hooking process. So to start, we're gonna start at the bottom of our loom, and you're gonna go inside of this cap band, grab this bottom layer and hook diagonally. And basically all we're gonna do is hook these white single chains that go diagonally. None of the colored bands are gonna be hooked. So go inside all of the bands except for the bottom one, grab the bottom one and hook it over to the left. Then continue this process. Now, as you move up the pins, it's going to be harder to get this band right here to come off and slip, so that way you get this both ends kind of connected here. So don't worry about that, you're just going to leave it like that. And continue hooking. It's just because there's a ton of tension on the bands, so it's really hard for it to slip through and come back up here, so that way they meet together like that. So don't worry about that, just hook normally. Leave it as it is. If you try to pull it, it's going to either stretch out the band or even break it, so just be careful during this hooking process. So you're just going to continue this all the way down to the end of your loom and just continue hooking. Remember, you're going inside all of the bands except for the bottom one, then you're grabbing the bottom one and hooking it. Be sure to just take your time. You don't want any bands breaking on you. And then once you get to the last band, just hook that over diagonally. Just like that. Now at the top of your loom here, you're going to take one band and you're going to go inside all of the bands that are on this middle pin here. Go inside of all of them. Grab this white band that's right here and hook that over here, so that way you've got a single chain link holding onto all the bands here. Then we're going to remove everything from our loom starting at the bottom, and you want to use your hook to do this because it's more gentle and you definitely don't want to break your bands at this point if you haven't already. So just continue this, and I'm actually not going to fast forward this part today just because it doesn't really take that long, and also I'm using my hook and talking at the same time, so you know. So. And then when you're to the end right here, you're just going to grab a C-clip and attach it onto the bands that are over here. And then once you've made sure that the C-clip is holding onto those, you can pull everything off. And you should get something crazy like this, but that's okay. Just give it a couple tugs and it should even out most of the bracelet. Like this. And then if you have some bands that are tucked inside, you just want to pull those outwards. Give everything a tug to make sure it's all even and nice. And then you can add both ends together. Make sure the bracelet isn't twisted when you're doing this. Like, oh goodness, almost. like this, and now we are completely finished. So anyways, that is how you make the tidal wave bracelet. I especially love the smaller version. It's a very simple bracelet and it's not too thick. So if you're going for a thinner look, then you should definitely try this one out. And yeah, so don't forget to give this video a big thumbs up if it helped you out, and also leave me a comment below if you would like a tutorial on the fishtail version. The fishtail version is significantly more difficult, but if you guys want a tutorial, then I will definitely try my best to make one. And this one, actually, like I said in the beginning, was a lot more difficult on the loom until I changed up some stuff, so that's why I held off on the tutorial for so long, because it's been waiting since like March. So anyways, don't forget to give this video a big thumbs up if it helped you out, and also hit the subscribe button down below if you haven't already, and find me on all my social media sites linked down in the description box below. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and I will see you in my next tutorial. Bye!